D'may Perek Hei Mishnah Yud Aleph continues the discussion of taking out Maisros on items that came from multiple sources. Tara min ha-demai al ha-demai. If somebody has two piles of demai that came from two different sources, two different amaratzim, and he takes out the required truma, the trumas meiser in this case, from one quantity of demai to cover the other quantity of the demai. The problem is we don't know whether either one of them had truma taken or not. Or he did min ha-demai al havadai. He tried to take out truma or meisros from demai to cover a different pile that is definitely tevel and requires to have trumas and meisros taken out. Truma. Then the stuff that he took out and called truma has to be considered truma and given to the Kohen, because it's possible that both piles hadn't had truma taken out properly. But v'yachzor v'yitrom, but then he has to go and retake out truma again from the pile that was supposed to be covered. Because if the first pile of demai did have maestros taken out, then the truma that he just designated wasn't real truma at all. And so the pile that he meant to cover might still be tevel. As a result, he should have taken out from each one separately, and in the end, that's exactly what he's going to have to do. Min havadai al hadamai. If somebody, however, has two piles, one that's tevel and one that's demai, and he takes from the tevel one to cover the demai, then truma. Again, if the demai was in fact tevel, then his truma has to be considered truma. Velo seyachel, but he still can't eat from the demai, at sheyotzi olaho trumos and maisros, until he takes out separate trumos and maisros. The reason for this one is that if the demai did have trumos and maisros taken out, then the part from the tevel pile that he called truma isn't real truma, because it took out truma from a pile of demai that didn't need to have truma taken out. As a result, the second pile of demai retains its uncertain status, because what if trumas hadn't been taken out, and so he has to take it out again. Basically, when the rule of thumb should be, when taking out from different piles, from different sources, take out from each one, and you'll always be safe. Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The next parak of demai deals with leased fields, where one person is leasing a field from its owner for the produce that he's going to grow. There's two kind of arrangements that are done this way. In one, the leaser is called an aris, or a sharecropper. He promises a percentage of what he grows to the owner as his rent for the year. One quarter, one half. The other kind of arrangement is where he is a chocher, or a tenant farmer. In this case, he promises to pay the owner a specific quantity of produce from whatever he grows. So it's not the percentage, it's a fixed amount. Both of these have different halachos when it comes to paying your rent and taking out maestros. Hamakabel sada mi Yisrael, min ha'ovid kochavim, umin ha'kusi. If somebody is the first kind of arrangement, he's an aris, a sharecropper, working on percentages, and he accepts the field from a Jew, from a guy, from a kusi, yecholek lifnehem. Then when he brings the produce to pay his rent for the year, he should do so in front of the owner of the field, separating the piles in the percentages. Here's your half, here's mine. The reason that he does so in such a way is to show them that he is separating tevel and that no miser or truma is being taken. Since he's doing the separation in front of them, they will know that, and it will be up to them to take out trumos and miseros from their own percentage. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hachocher Sodemi Yisrael, if somebody uses the second arrangement and is renting the field for a fixed quantity from a Jew, Torein Venosein Lo, in that case, he separates Truma out as he's required to do and then gives the share, the specific quantity, to the owner of the rent. That way, the landowner receives his rent minus the truma that was taken out. He has to separate the maestros for himself, but the truma is considered part of the rent, and so if you are giving a 10 sa'a to the owner as your rental fee, and you take out 2% of that for truma, then the 9.8 is all that the owner gets in rent, understanding that truma had to be taken out. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Amosai, when is this the case? Bizman shenosan lo me'oso hasada u'me'oso hamin. If he is giving him the rent that was stipulated from the same field and from the same species that he was growing. So the agreement was 10 sa'a of wheat. And in such a situation, if you give him 9.8 with the 0.2 sa'a taken out for your truma, that's fine. But if the renter made a change to the original agreement and is paying him off from a different field or from barley instead of wheat, then the owner who is not getting what was in the contract should not have to lose additional quantities by having to take off maaseros. Instead, the renter has to be the one to take off truma and meiser and then give the owner the full quantity of what was in the contract. It's still the wrong kind of grain or the wrong field, but at least he doesn't lose the meiser as well.